Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
I don't know. Hey, do you like mustard?
No, not at all.
Okay, never mind then.
No, tell me.
No, what I have here is not for you. It's just, it's really good.
What is it?
It's Sweet Baby Ray's sweet golden mustard barbecue sauce.
Like a Carolina kind of thing?
Yeah, but it's just good.
I am happy that you enjoy it.
That's real good.
Yeah? What are you eating? Are you just eating a spoonfuls of it?
No, I just smelled it.
Okay. you just keep it there to wake you up.
Yeah.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Yeah, so we got another special topics episode that you were really excited about doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was like, hey, let's do one for the bundle. And you're like, well, let's do butts.
I know. That is not what I said.
What'd you do? What'd you say?
I said, let's do butt stuff.
Okay. So.
Which is the title of this episode, Let's Do Butt Stuff.
Okay, cool. I suppose after 227 of these, I can give you that privilege.
Just because I think that's going to be awesome coming up on people's iPhones.
Yeah.
Boop. New episode. Let's do butt stuff.
Yeah, you know, but sometimes you need to keep things fresh. You know, stuff gets a little bit stale, and you just have to throw a little bit of butt stuff into the mix, right?
That's it. I didn't tell you.
No, I'm talking.
I didn't tell you what that meant. I just said, let's do butt stuff.
Yeah, no, and I definitely like immediately thought that it was going to be something like, you know, like we're going to be real prurient with it or whatever. I got a couple of those, but I was very I was very excited to get a little creative and out of the box with it.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Although I do have in my search history weird butt news.
Yeah, it was like it was a lot of fun. You want to tell them what they can do?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
This is episode number 128.
228, yeah.
228,
yeah.
God damn it.
No, I always lose 100 or so episodes.
Is it? Well, give or take.
You all right?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, so episode 228
of what?
The
comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
What's your name?
I am Chris.
I'm Cole.
God, I feel like I jumped on a carousel that was moving.
Jumped on a treadmill that was going top speed. Oh, running at the speed of love. No, we're here to entertain your asses with stories about asses. Got a theme episode here. Butt stuff, I mean. Sorry, I don't mean to be reductive about your shit. So I don't really have a banter. I think we have to load it throughout the thing. So I'm gonna throw it to you. You got a story that involves some
that involves butt stuff.
Yeah, that say. Involves butt
you
stuff.
Already
yeah.
Said it like a bunch of times.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I'm getting squeamish now. Go.
Allergan, I guess, is a pharmaceutical manufacturer.
Okay.
They're voluntarily recalling packs of birth control pills. Because of a packaging error in which placebos and the hormone stuff were not in the right order.
Okay.
So that obviously didn't work.
All right. So it's like
the Associated Press is reporting that the first 4 days of therapy had 4 non-hormonal placebo capsules instead of active capsules.
So wait, what kind of pills are these again?
Birth control pills.
Okay, yeah. So it's like, yeah, we're just going to get you started. Well, you can't assume everybody's taken a pill before.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so, you got to put it in there. Like, a real pill is going to be scary.
So basically, the batch of pills is marked expiring May of 2019.
Right.
And if you're in lot 562-0706.
Well, it's already too late.
You should probably stick to butt stuff.
Jesus. Yeah, I remember. was that
he swung for the fences? That's what he did.
That's what he did. He dreamed bigger than all of us.
He did. He felt deeper.
Is the thing he saw more clearly?
Loved,
I think
harder.
Yeah, and it just the candle that burns twice as bright. Yeah. No, Karen, that's
gold, man.
Do you know why they do that? Do you know why they put the placebos in?
Yeah, just because you're keep you in the habit. So
yeah,
you don't take off.
Yeah, I am embarrassed at how long it took me to learn that.
Really?
Yeah, not that I have to think about birth control an awful lot, but I was like, wait a minute. So why don't they just like put something on their calendar? And I thought, oh right, yeah,
all right, their uterus isn't a business. Okay. It looks like one, but it's evidently not.
I mean,
they say it is
their business.
They say it's not.
It's their business. It's not a mine, I guess. Is the what's that?
It's a sex cult.
Oh, okay. What is a sex cult?
Mm-hmm. What you operating in there?
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, that's scary. They just got it mixed up. Well, I've got one. This one's ancient history, Chris.
Okay.
Because over in, let me see here, this was in Spain, I believe. Some historians, you know, people who concern themselves with statuary, were restoring a statue of Jesus Christ. You know, they had taken out of its normal... out of its normal resting place, and you know, just do a little bit of touch up or whatever. And as they were poking around, they discovered a hollow compartment. Okay, it's not unusual for statues to have hollow parts. It saves you on it saves you on material, saves you on weight, and all that. What is a little bit unusual is that this statue, which is called Cristo del Miserere, sorry. Well, the hollow compartment was in the butt, and inside that butt was a note. It was penned in 1777 by the chaplain of the cathedral where it was located, Joaquin Mijes, at the Cathedral of Burgo de Osma. And really, like, it's like a time capsule kind of thing, saying like, hey, hi there, future butt plumbers. Just want to tell you a little bit about what life was like here, you know, describing what games are popular in this day. People play cards. They play with the ball. The crops were good. The harvest has been plentiful for many a year. In the vineyards and the main crops of wheat, rye, barley, and oats, it's all good. Is what they found in here. Everything was fine inside Jesus's butt.
At least 220 some years ago.
Right, 241 years ago. They were rocking it just a-okay. But if we're going to hide something, yeah, plenty of room.
Look up Jesus' ass.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is everybody go out there and crack open a cold one, by which I mean a stone statue of our Savior. You never know what's inside.
You could get a good look at it by going by taking a look up Jesus' ass. But wouldn't you rather take the king's word for it?
Oh man, I could guarantee a box of crap for you, but I need 10 minutes and a pen.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This is going to be this. These are our greatest hits. Maybe I'm just amused with myself today.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I'm thinking I think we're bringing the heat.
No, you're on point.
Is
the thing. You're so on point that I want to hear a story.
I'm in that sweet spot, you know, when you're just like tragically depressed.
Right.
Fucking gave up.
It's like, OK, well, I'm going to work from bed today. Yeah.
Yeah. Should I shave or put effort into being horribly mean in audio form?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. I haven't shaved since the funeral. I haven't even touched up my neck. I'm a fucking wild man.
Well, you went deep.
Yeah, that's true.
You took off some dermis.
Yep. I walked in there with my face bandaged. It was fine. No, tell me a story. You're on
it
point.
It was a mess, Cole. So a 25-year-old Arkansas man, 25 years old.
Arkansonian.
Yes.
No,
Arkansasian.
I don't know.
I think you were right. Has been sentenced to 50 years in prison after he admitted to purposefully contracting HIV with the goal of infecting others.
Oh, geez.
He also admitted to viewing child pornography. They searched his house. They searched his phone. They found out that he had injected himself with HIV. And he also planned to go on a double date with people he meant to deceive.
Oh, Jesus.
So the judge, it sounds a lot like my cousin Vinny, the judge.
No,
just so I can get my brain around this.
Yeah. Herman Munster.
Did I understand the state correctly?
Okay.
When asked how he intended on transmitting HIV intentionally, he shrugged and said butt stuff.
No, oh, Jesus. Hey, in a court, I think that gets you thrown in jail. I think if you say butt stuff in court, they put you in jail. A bailiff comes.
You can say butt stuff on a plane.
But yeah, it can't be above 50 decibels.
Right.
They have meters.
It's not like bomb.
Well, it's like speed. It's speed for shouting butt stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what happened? Why did that Sky Marshal fill him with hollow points? Yeah, he said butt stuff a little bit too loudly.
He said butt stuff in the lavatory.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's
I flew recently.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You went out west.
Again.
This was for a work thing. You went and saw sights in a different part of the west, right?
Yeah, it was close enough. I got to see those big trees, though.
Oh, the sequoias?
Oh, yeah.
Sequoias?
Right.
Yeah? Did you walk through one? Is that a thing?
No,
there?
It fell down.
What?
Yeah, it fell down. Did I tell you this already?
No, you didn't. You had mentioned that you planned to go see that, like the famous sequoia tree that had an archway in it that people used to drive through, and then they said, hey, that won't work, but you can walk under it. So it's like, it's down, it's gone. It's like the Shawshank tree.
Yeah, it fell. So it's still in their brochure and everything. And so there's people taking their kids there.
Yeah.
Mostly Asian kids, but kids nonetheless.
Cool. Is it like way out of the way?
It's just, you know, it's not.
It's a little bit disappointing.
It's about a 3-hour, 40-mile drive through winding mountains adjacent to Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm sure.
Slow and beautiful.
Yeah.
Crystal clear water.
Cold. Fish jump right out into your hands.
Nah.
Nah?
Nope.
Huh. Do you want me to challenge you? Do you want me to say, no, the mineral composition of the soil at Lake Tahoe? Is that what you want?
I don't want to hear about that. I want to know what that noise was I just heard in my home.
Oh.
Is it an intruder?
You take that machete that I got you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's in the garage, Cole.
Just go oh, yeah, it's already too late.
That's where I machete most.
Mm. Yeah. I've got one for you. This one's about This one's about language. And about the Chinese, actually. So this is something that go what?
Asian.
I think they were Asian. Cable guy. $20 million. Jim Carrey got paid for that.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, so I don't know.
No wonder he went nuts. He lost his shit, man.
Yeah, it's really strange. He was gone even like back then, like watching that Jim and Andy movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, he wasn't playing with a full deck to begin with.
Bundle of regret.
Mm. Reminds me of my dad. That scene of them and the him and his fake dad arguing while they're getting their hair done about whether or not Andy's going to follow his dreams. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, one of you is Jim Carrey and the other is a character actor whose name I can't remember. Why are you pretending to be these dead people?
It's too much, man.
Too much. No, so I don't know an awful lot about the Chinese language. It seems interesting. Seems like it'd be worth knowing, you know, given the way things are headed. But Western names apparently don't translate very well, specifically because their most frequently used character set isn't so much individual letters, but like idiomatic kind of symbols, right? You know, so each symbol represents like a thing as opposed to a sound. And so Western, what Western stars, specifically Hollywood stars, you know, they can't really be referred to, as far as I can understand, correct me if I'm wrong, they can't really be referred to by a direct translation or transliteration of their name. So they end up getting a little bit creative. All right. So you get somebody like Katy Perry, who is known as Shui Guoji or Fruit Sister. They call Katy Perry Fruit Sister because of the colorful colorful costumes that she wears. Okay.
Okay. It's like a Native American thing.
A little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like Cockney rhyming slang or something like that.
Yeah, or like a, or maybe just like a George Steinbrenner nickname kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you'd see somebody eating a tuna sandwich
downtown,
and you name him Big Tuna.
Mm. You're thinking of Ed Helms, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Recent Oscar winner Timothy Chalamet from Call Me by Your Name. He's referred to as Tian Cha, which sounds a little bit. A couple of those syllables are there, but that is sweet tea. So on Twitter, somebody will say, or, you know, like their Twitter equivalent, somebody will say, come and drink a cup of sweet tea this summer. Yeah. So we're going to go see that actor in a thing.
That's highly erotic.
There's some that I don't understand, though. Like Jennifer Lawrence is referred to as Da Biaoji or Big Cousin. I have no idea what that means, why she is referred to as Big Cousin. Others are a little bit more baffling, like Benedict Cumberbatch, who has curly hair when he plays Sherlock, so he's referred to as Juan Fu or Curly Blessing.
Hey, he's a curly blessing.
Yeah. And the reason that I brought this is a particular one. There is Luo Ba, that is Jennifer Lopez. Luo Ba is translated as Lord of Butt.
Lord of butt.
Yeah.
Lord of butt, Cole.
Yeah.
Fruit angel.
Yeah. Zhao Tian Tian is little sweetie for Britney Spears. Whereas Nicki Minaj, guess what? Ma La Ji or little spicy chicken.
Or put your dukes up.
Or I will fight you in this line. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that, just taking a look across. Lord of Butt, Jennifer Lopez. Hi, this is Made in Manhattan, starring the Lord of Ass. Ass Lord. It's more than just somebody's name they put by a high score on Galaga at the arcade. Hi, nobody can be ass lord.
Like you're like a secondhand pimp. You're the ass lord.
Secondhand.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a story.
So there's this big story about a New Jersey school superintendent.
Okay.
He's accused of going to a rival school every day and pooping on their track and field.
Mom sent me this story.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, she just knows us. Continue.
Then the superintendent was charged with public urination, defecation, littering, lewdness. And so his defense attorney is publicly in court said he demands to see the tapes.
Oh, he's going to put the system on trial.
He's going to put the system on trial.
He is working the refs.
And I don't understand this because the world's gone crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Why can't you just go back to the OJ defense?
You thought of a rhyme, so.
If the poop doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Absolutely. Airtight.
Just try to put that shit back in him.
I mean, depending on his diet, I don't think it's gonna maintain its form.
Maybe.
You know, we gotta get Dr. Oz in here. Gotta do some poop forensics. You got that scale. That scale of poop hardness.
Maybe they should slap a serial number on that cheeseburger.
Yeah. No, it's kind of like having just a certain amount of gold leaf. I think what we're talking about is ballistics. What we need is ballistics.
Splatter pattern?
Yep. It's like a fingerprint. Everybody has their own.
What if Dexter was into scat play?
A little bit too clean for that, I think.
Maybe.
But it is always the uptight ones who are nasty.
He does prep a room.
Yeah, he does. Hey, Paul.
Do
look.
Exactly what I would do if I was having, you know, shit wars.
Trying to show somebody who's boss.
Hey, let's do butt stuff.
Yeah, why not? I've got one for you. This says Charleston, South Carolina. It is currently dads and grad season. It is the year when it is that time of the year when the moon turns around and reveals the pictograms that spell out dad and grad. All right, middle of June as we're recording this, right? Smack dab in the middle of June. And so cakes are going around. The Washington Post has informed me, though, that in South Carolina, for a little nerd here, somebody who graduated summa cum laude. Well, guess what? Well, you go to the cake shop and say, hey, congrats, Jacob. Summa cum laude, class of 2018. You know, big thumbs up. Hi, here's how it's going. You know what they're going to do? You know what these politically correct school marms are going to do? They're going to censor summa cum laude. So this poor boy's cake, this little nerdlinger's cake, he worked so hard and didn't care what anybody thought of him. Instead, this just says, congrats, Jacob, summa dash 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 laude class of 2018. So... And then they filled in a box with the special instructions. They placed a $70 order. They picked it up, and there we go. Yep, got a censor cum because the baker does not want to write cum.
That's funny.
That is very funny.
Liberal educated elite.
Yeah, in their ivory tower, telling me I can't have cum on my cake. You know why? Because it's going to go right to my thighs.
Can I come in my cake and eat it too?
Quick enough.
Hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, that's only tangentially butt stuff. That whole it's going to go to my thighs thing. But I didn't want to miss the window for dads and grad season.
Right. Well, that's important.
It is very important that we observe it. Yeah.
A lawyer for a black Detroit area woman says Target employees falsely accused her of stealing a bikini.
Okay.
Attorney said the 20-year-old woman was shopping at Target on May 22nd. A security worker grabbed her arm, another handcuffed her, and she was walked to a room.
I mean, as of right now, that just sounds like some bullshit, but continue.
They took her in that room, and then they made her lift up her shirt and then pull down her pants.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Thus, butt stuff.
So, this horrible invasion of privacy that was undertaken by basically ran a cops at a store.
Target says the woman was originally stopped because she had a swimsuit with tags in her bag that was later determined to have been purchased elsewhere. So she walked in the store with a bag from somewhere else.
Right.
And a product from somewhere else in it.
Yeah.
As though she said, you know what? I'm just going to run in here to Target and not go to my car first.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. You have the bag. You have the receipt. Like, what's the deal?
This Target fired the first security guard who came up to the woman.
Good. And they kept going up the line, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't happen.
Fuck's sake.
Butt stuff. So my question is, why, how, if you're a rent-a-cop at a Target, where do you go in your mind where you're going to, like, incarcerate someone?
Yeah.
And then make them show you their ass.
Yeah, and incarcerate them and humiliate them. Yeah.
Right.
No, people they think they're goddamn heroes. Like, was this somebody who was in loss prevention? Like, what's the deal?
They're referred to as security guards, so I guess. I don't know.
But that's not loss prevention. Also, something isn't theft until it goes out the front of the store. Like,
you mean,
this person
don't get handcuffed for picking something up?
Yeah. I'm carrying
it's
around.
It's not a world I want to live in.
Yeah. Exactly. Anarchy, Chris. Anarchy. Any people could go around in a store. That stuff is on a shelf for a reason, okay? No, like no. First off, why the fuck does anybody care if anybody steals? Second off, like, it's not your jurisdiction. It's not theft yet, even if she was trying to do something. Fuck that guy.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. See how he feels. See how he feels being carried back into a room and having his pants pulled down. Man. Sorry, he made me
showing his butt.
You made me angry.
I did?
No, the story made me angry. That sucks.
Fuck you, man.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't phrase that correctly. I should have attributed the anger. It's fine. You're fine. Butt stuff. Man, I've got a handful. I think this might be my last one, but I still have a few. Why don't we do this? Because it is another one that is, it's kind of outside the box. So up in Canada, British Columbia, the town of Surrey, I think not Siri, but Surrey, they've got a real problem. It's kind of an affluent suburb. They've got an infestation. Okay. They've got an infestation of peacocks, also known as the bird with the fanciest butt. Butt stuff.
Proud like a peacock, baby.
Yeah. Gotta spread them tail feathers. Yeah. But the problem
right,
is...
Janet.
But the problem is there are so many of them, and peacocks are incredibly territorial. They're also incredibly aggressive. Have you ever been chased by a peacock, Chris?
I have.
It sucks. It really, really does scare you. You know,
tasty little bastard.
Yeah, no.
That's right. I had the meats.
You take any dead animal into any Arby's, they'll field dress it and they will cook it for you. No, it's a thing. but the problem is, because this is an affluent suburb, people are driving around with lots of nice cars. Nice cars tend to be dark colored and also shiny, have a mirror-like surface. These peacocks are walking around like they own the goddamn place. They see their reflection in the side of a car, and they start attacking it. So people are having to, like, keep their cars, like, covered up while they're in their driveways and stuff, because all of a sudden they got peacocks coming up and just ramming up against their shit, thinking that they're fighting a rival when it's just themselves. Yeah, with the dark colored cars, they can see their reflection fairly clearly. They'll get to the front panel. They'll get the front panel, the side panel, and rear panel, and then work around to the other side, basically fighting a goddamn army on the side of this car. The infestation is so bad that some people say it's like this part of the year is peafowl mating season, which leads to piercing mating calls. I forget. They have a line. It's like, I'd rather listen to them squawk all day than screaming children in my neighborhood. Like, it's really, really bad. Somebody decided to take it on into their own hands. They cut down a tree with a peafowl nest inside of it, but you can't do that. So he was fined $1,000 Canadian.
$1,000.99.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got these fancy ass animals up there fighting themselves in the side of a car.
Who do they think they are?
That guy over there.
Oh, Cole, I have poison ivy.
You do?
I do.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Yeah, I talked to your daughter earlier.
Was it
today or yesterday? But no, when she went over, when she spent the day with mom, she had poison ivy, so she couldn't be hugged on.
Oh.
Yeah. No, how'd you get poison ivy? Were you out hiking?
From her.
Oh, from her. How'd she get poison ivy? We need to trace this back to patient zero. We need to go burn down the original plant. Break the curse.
It's not syphilis, man. Chill out.
How'd you?
We don't need to alert the CDC.
Yeah. No one come in and quarantine the town. All of a sudden the roads are blocked off.
John Travolta's here making a movie.
You got a story?
Did you go on that journey with me? Or
I think I did. Yeah,
you did, didn't you?
Yeah. The sequel, The Boy in the Bubble, was back. It's called Double Bubble.
Right. Officials say emergency crews rescued a 3-year-old boy who fell into a manure pit. But here's the thing, Cole. It was a cow manure pit.
Okay, at least it wasn't a pig manure pit. Like,
the kid was only 3.
Yeah, he's not going to remember that. He's fine.
So,
just let him live in a dog kennel outside for a little bit.
What I need you to do, Cole, I need you to go back in time, and I need you to remember the science class once where you learned about surface tension.
Oh, no.
Cole, the 3-year-old did not break the surface tension.
So he didn't fall into the manure pit. He fell onto it.
He did. But the grown ass firemen, they're definitely heavy enough to break the surface tension.
Oh, yeah. And take the kid down with them. Right. Because they cause a shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quote, his whole body was sitting on the manure, so he was completely above the manure. But if he had moved around a lot, it would have been a different story.
He was resting on top of it like an eclair that is not garbage yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so how did they solve this?
After building a plywood platform,
okay,
they were able to move through the pit to the victim who had yet not broken the surface tension of the manure pit.
Okay.
And they put him on a stretcher, took him to the hospital.
Just cause?
Authorities say decontaminating rescue personnel and equipment took considerable time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's no joke. At least it wasn't pig shit. At least it wasn't like, I mean, like they literally, that is not a pit where they put pig shit. It's a lagoon.
drop a three-year-old from 10 feet and not break the surface tension of a cow manure pit.
Yeah, it's like dropping a mouse off of a skyscraper. It's not going to reach its terminal velocity, isn't fast enough to kill it.
I don't know.
Huh.
I've never tried to launch a three-year-old at anything.
I think they launch themselves.
Gotcha.
You just have to point them in the right direction.
There's the cow.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, let me tell them what they can do.
Please.
Yeah. Consider going to duckfeed.tv/store and buying the Diggity Duck Bundle 2. Every show on the network, including some that have been retired, is represented there. I think it's going to work out to be 15 hours of content. And all the proceeds go to good and cool causes. We had a show. We had an episode on there about food stuff. So if you liked this theme idea, that is on display there as well. Otherwise, you know, the usual stuff, Patreon and iTunes and things like that. But otherwise, come back next time. Go back and listen to old episodes that you haven't listened to. We're here for you. Chris, did I forget anything?
You got it.
All right. Sorry, America.
Sorry.